When I finished this message, I prayed to Lord Jesus. I made a true and serious prayer to Lord Jesus. I prayed to Him, Lord Jesus, I need your appearance desperately, Lord Jesus. Without your appearance, there is no altar. I can't deny myself, Lord Jesus. I need your power. I need your appearance. Brothers and sisters, many times we take Lord's appearance for granted. We may testify that Lord appeared to me today, but when Lord appeared to Abraham, Abraham's life is changed. Abraham be the altar. Abraham's life is changed when Lord appeared to him. But how many times we say Lord appeared to us? Did our life change? The way we talk, the way we dress. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This morning, I don't know what to share. I just come to Lord Jesus. I pray to Him, Lord Jesus, today is your day.
Amen.
I give this day to you, but I don't know what to share with my brothers and sisters. Then when I was washing my face, Lord gave me the word, continues. I'm really touched by this word, continues. Dear brothers and sisters, we need the Lord's continuous appearance.
Amen.
As sister said, we need Lord's appear to us again and again.
Amen.
Lord may appear to you today you hear, today you heard the gospel, today you baptized. Lord may appear to you yesterday, but the Lord to appear to you this morning in the gathering? Lord may appear to you the way you talk, but did the Lord appear to you the way you dress? We really need the Lord's continuous appearance.
Amen.
In everything we do. Every day we need the Lord's appearance.
Amen.
I don't know, brothers and sisters, whether you use the QQ chat. I sometimes use this WeChat, this to chat with my friends. But every time I use this, I talk to them, I tend to make fun of them. I tend to make jokes with them and send them the humorous pictures. But this week, when I chat with one of my friends, I'm trying to send up humorous pictures. But Lord gave me some feeling. And I pray to Lord, should I send this picture to my friend? Should I make jokes as usual? Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Then I didn't send this picture. Because Lord denied this. Lord appeared to me in this scene. But this doesn't mean I don't need the Lord appearance again whenever I chat with my friends. I still need Lord's appearance every time I chat with my friends. Lord Jesus,
amen.
Brothers and sisters, we need the Lord's continuous appearance in everything we do, every day, every moment. And when we look at the history of Abraham, he didn't build an altar. He built three altars, and he lived a life of tent. That means his Lord appeared to me again and again. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord appeared to us every day, moment by moment, and in everything we do. Amen.
Amen.
and we have a song for you that we're going to share. If you know it, you can sing along.
Praise the Lord, the God of glory, who appeared to Abraham, has appeared to us in spirit for his purpose and his plan. God of glory, God of glory, to appear to us today, saturate and permeate us till you fully have your way. Once we were in old Chaldea, worshipping the idols there, but the God of glory called us, saved us all from Satan's snare. Get out from Chaldea, from that evil foreign land. Come into the good land, Christ the Church, the one new man. With the calling comes the promise of the kingdom life on earth. This becomes our strength and motive to get out of all the dirt. Lord, we're crossing every river, for this you must call us on, till your kingdom and expression on this earth are fully come. This is now the highest gospel to those still in Chaldee's land. Lead the fallen situation, you've been chosen for God's plan. God of glory, God of glory, do appear to us today. Call us out into your building, your desire on earth today.
Again, chorus.
God of glory, God of glory, to appear to us today. Tell us out into your building, your desire on earth today.
Amen. Hallelujah. God of glory,
amen.
God of glory,
amen.
To appear to us each day.
Amen.
Call us out into your building.
Amen.
Your desire on earth today.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, the God of glory.
Amen.
You are here to Abraham.
Amen.
You are here to us in spirit.
That's right.
Outline and also the song actually that God's calling has a purpose. And in the outline it says that God's goal with Abraham was not merely to save him out of his environment and his background. He wasn't just calling him out to call him out, but he was actually calling him to go somewhere.
Amen.
That was to enter into the good land.
That's right.
And so I appreciated one point in the outline it says, you know, there's the point that says, we need to pray, Lord, appear to me again and again, right? And then the point right after that says, we need to have a continuous seeing. And it says what the seeing is actually what the goal of God is.
Amen.
And so I just really appreciated, actually the outline from last week, it kind of kept coming up to me again and again this week, and that was the last point in that line says, if we see a vision of the church in the triune God, right, that will control our thinking, our activities, and our entire life. And so there's just this line that I appreciated from last week and from this week, and that's just the eternal purpose of God.
Right?
If we see what is on God's heart, that controls and directs us, right?
Okay.
And I think we see this also in Abraham's journey. And I just really appreciate, you know, there was one point in the message where it says, you know, we think Abraham was so strong, he was the father of faith, but actually he was very weak. That's why the Lord had to appear to him again and again and again to transfuse and infuse himself into him, right? Because faith doesn't originate from ourselves. Actually, it originates from God. And so when we look at God and he infuses himself into us, then we have faith, right? And this faith is actually what causes us to be able to build this altar, right?
Amen.
And I just appreciated, you know, it says here, when we meet God himself, we have the power to deny ourselves. The matter of denying the self ceases to be optional when we have met God, because no man can see God and live. And I just appreciated that, because, you know, sometimes we are so alive, and we don't want to be alive anymore. We want to die, right? And actually what happens is when we meet God, we see God, that's no longer an option for us to live. We die, right? And so I just appreciated that the building of the altar is an issue of seeing God,
Amen.
Right? Of God appearing to Abraham, then he built the altar. And the other point that really stuck out to me was this matter of Bethel and Ai in day five? And when he pitched his tent, it was between Bethel and Ai. On one hand, we see the Church of God. On the other hand, we see the heap of ruins, right? And, oh Lord, only Bethel, only the church life is worthwhile. Everything else is a heap of ruins.
Amen.
And so, you know, I just appreciate this pattern of Abraham. He lived the life of an altar and the tent.
Amen.
On one hand, he just consecrated himself spontaneously because he met God. On the other hand, he would pitch his tent, right? We see that the body life, the church life, is altogether worthwhile. And we see everything else, you know, in this world, even our future, we see ourselves, everything is just, it's just a heap of ruin. You know, there's nothing worthwhile in Ai. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We just need to look away unto Jesus.
Amen.
As we look away, he's the author and perfecter of our faith. Right?
Amen.
That we can live this kind of life, the life of an altar and a tent.
Amen. Amen.
Touched by the same thing that Mr. Esther shared. So I'm really touched that everything starts with God's appearing. Without God's appearing, we won't be able to build the altar, even if we want to. We just can't. Even if we know that this is not from us, I should give it to the Lord, we still can't build an altar. We still can't put our possession on the altar, or even put ourselves on the altar. And if we don't build the altar, we cannot live the life of a tent. So the altar comes before the tent. So if we don't have the altar, we're still holding the things we have. We can't live the life of a tent. So the principle of the tent is that the things we have, the things that are given to us, they can't be taken away.
Amen.
But then if we just, you know, think of our quote-unquote possessions, there are certain things that cannot be taken away from us. I think everyone may have, you know, some may have more, some may have fewer, but then there may be one or two things that we feel that, or we pray that, Lord, please don't take these things from me, at least now. So we really need to experience this glorious appearing and the altar and then the tent. And then I'm also touched that we need the Lord's appearing again and again. So when I was in the winter training, my spirit was strong. I feel like, oh, I have the Lord's appearing. I consecrate, and then, you know, it's okay if you take this from me. And then, you know, and then come back. And then now I feel like, oh my God, do I lose the Lord's appearing? You know, I feel that, you know, now there are certain things that I, like, you know, grasp on. So we really need God's appearing again and again.
Amen.
And sometimes, in a practical way, I feel like the Lord's appearing is not that super spiritual. It's not that, you know, spiritual giant, only spiritual giants can see, can have more security. Whenever we turn our hearts, I feel like whenever I turn my heart to my spirit, the Lord is always there.
Yes.
His security is always there. It's just a matter that I didn't turn. And when I don't turn, I feel like, oh, I do have more security. And then it's even harder for me to turn. It's like a vicious cycle. So I guess that's why we need to be in the church life. Because whenever I'm weak, I'm still in the body, I still have the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And then it's like easier for me to turn.
Amen.
And whenever I turn, I have God's appearing. Everything just goes smooth. I have His appearing. It's natural for me to build an altar.
Yes.
And it's natural for me to live the life of a tent.
Amen.
And then it's easier for me to turn.
Amen.
And then I can have this. So so we really need to, to be willing to cooperate with Him.
Amen.
To actively seek His appearance.
Amen.
Amen.
By this week's message too. Actually, if you look at Abraham's history, he was weak. He was not stronger than a normal person, and he failed a lot. But his failures didn't stop God from appearing to him. But what stopped God from appearing to him was when he trusted his own strength to produce Ishmael by himself. That actually gave me was the biggest release to me. Because oftentimes we have this wrong concept. We felt we should be strong. We should be able to have faith in the Lord. We need to follow Him. We need to choose Him. No, He knows that we're weak. And He doesn't want anything being issued out of ourselves or being initiated by ourselves. He wants to be the one who appear to us, and He's the one who supplies us with His strength, with His power, and with His grace, and will, you know, bring us, you know, onward. It's really nothing that God demands, nothing out of ourselves. Actually, that's something that He dislikes, He doesn't like, He hates it. And I'm like, oh Lord, praise You. This is really, you know, what a salvation. Because we often thought we should be strong and we need to do something for the Lord. But no, I mean, I think whenever we see how weak we are, and we're willing to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm weak, I'm nothing, I need You. And guess what? He will appear to us. He will say, good, I know you're weak. I want to be Your grace. I want to be Your strength. I never wanted You. I never expected You to have Your own strength to follow me. And His appearing empowers us. So it's really nothing that we try to squeeze some strength out of ourselves. It's really, we just need to, like Sister shared, we just need to turn to Him.
Amen.
And you know, by admitting to the Lord, Lord, I am nothing, I can do nothing, it's the most wonderful thing. I believe that's pleasing to the Lord's ears. The Lord doesn't want us to say, oh yes, Lord, I can do this for You. You know, like the Israels under Mount Sinai, right? I don't think God was pleased by their declaration. Yes, whatever God, you know, wants to do, we'll do it. No, this is something that totally, issued from Him, initiated from Him, issued from Him, and then carried out by Himself in us. All we need to do is just to be open to Him. And also, I also really treasure the part that brothers mentioned in day six, you know, how important the fellowship is. And then Brother used many times the word spontaneously, that when we are in the fellowship, when we see the body, we spontaneously don't trust in ourselves. We spontaneously stop our own doings. We spontaneously rely on the members of the body. It all comes spontaneously. if we still think that we should be able to do something on our own, or if we think, oh, I'm better than others, or I can do this better than others, or whatever, that means that we haven't seen the body. That means we don't know what the body is. But when we see the body, it all comes spontaneously. You just feel like, oh, you're so happy that you're among the saints. You're so glad you're not alone. You just feel, oh, so comfortable being with the saints and being in the fellowship. So two things really. Yeah, may the Lord never stop appearing to us. May we be kept in the condition that we can always be able to see His appearing. And may the Lord keep us in the fellowship of the body.
Amen.
May we always be governed by this vision.
Amen.
From day 3, it says, not knowing where he was going afforded Abraham a constant opportunity to exercise his faith, to trust in God for his instant leading, taking God's presence as the map for his traveling. And just that, a lot of times, that day it also says that, a lot of times we're just so caught up in our own, in our own situations or in our own work that we lose sight of our spiritual calling. Right, so it's easy when we're in our day-to-day lives to forget what our purpose is, but if we just open to the Lord and ask, it says, appear to me again and again, and speak to me again and again, right? And also, I think just the fact that it's, our genuine faith is the working of God within us, right? Like, a lot of times we feel like, well, at least speaking for myself, like, a lot of times, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing, but sometimes I feel like I do. But either way, what's important is the Lord's appearing. It's not what we can or can't do.
Amen.
I just appreciate it. There was a verse yesterday, I'm paraphrasing, but we were going over with the young people. It was talking about, all things are impossible. There are things impossible in men, but all things are possible in the Lord.
Amen.
Right? And so I just appreciate that the Lord is the author and perfecter of our faith, and in our day-to-day situations, we just need to learn how to open to His appearing and learn how to trust in Him.
Amen.
I was just impressed with the title of this week's message, which was, the first part is living by faith.
Amen.
It's a living, and it's a living by faith.
Amen.
And I was reading some excerpts from the book Fact, Faith, and Experience by Brother Washington Lee. And so maybe I feel like the ministry will actually phrases it a lot better than I could ever, so I think I'll just read a portion. Here the matter of faith comes in. Faith has two basic principles. One, stopping man's own work, and two, waiting for God's work. We commonly think that faith is believing, depending, and waiting for God's work. But there is a step before this, that is stopping man's work. This stopping of one's own work is the work of faith.
Amen.
The greatest accomplishment of faith is not that God works for the believer, but that the believer stops his own work.
Amen.
So in reading this paragraph, I was just considering, actually, it's very true. This was worked out in Abraham. This was worked out in his living. You just consider it, like, he lived so many years in Canaan, and what was he doing? I mean, day in and day out, like, this person was just with the Lord. And you have to even consider, like, I mean, he must have, like, been wondering, what should I do? What should I do for my living? How am I going to live? How is God going to produce this? But eventually, you see, even all that he passed through with Ishmael, eventually God produced this in Abraham. And this is the living that we are following in the footsteps of our father Abraham. And I think I'll read another phrase. Are we not many times very willing to believe in God and fully trust Him in our circumstances? We have heard other brothers telling us that we should exercise faith to believe in God. But no matter how hard we exercise, is it not true that we simply cannot believe? Many times we exert such an effort that it seems as if our heart are almost bursting. Yet is it not true that this kind of faith produces no effect? We center our whole being on struggling with doubt, yet we still do not reach our goal. Such a situation is most painful. The most difficult time a believer has is when he is struggling with doubt. This, however, is not faith. Faith cannot be invoked or generated by man, nor can it be brought forth from his heart. Faith is given by God.
Faith.
This faith controls the believer. The believer does not control this faith.
Right.
Many times we desire faith in order to achieve something, only to find that there is no way to obtain such faith. At other times, we ourselves have no intention of doing anything, yet God grants us faith and causes this faith to be expressed through our prayer, thus bringing forth the greatest achievement. God does not grant faith to satisfy our cravings. So he goes on to say, when God wants to accomplish something, he grants the faith to petition in prayer for his work. So I was just reading this, you see, like, there's God's appearing, right? And then there's the infusing of faith into Abraham. But this infusing of faith was not just so that Abraham could be happy. There was a purpose for this faith to be carried out in him. And this purpose issued in the life of the altar and the tent. And eventually we see that Abraham pitched his tent because he knew there was a better country, a better city, right? He knew there was the goal of God's economy, essentially. And so what's really touched is that actually this faith has a goal.
Amen.
This faith is not for us to utilize so that we can carry out something, even to carry out something for God's work. But this faith by itself issues in something for God.
Amen.
And you eventually see, Brother Nee ends with this, he says, see what wisdom God has. If faith were ours, something that came from within us, it would be possible for us to direct our faith. In other words, if we wanted something carried out, all we would have to do is believe a little and we would get God's work done. But this is not the way faith works. Faith is given by God. Before God gives faith, there is no way for us to believe.
Right.
And then he says, when God grants faith this way, the believer immediately has the work of faith that is rest without anxiety.
Amen.
It also talks about how the real issue of faith is that eventually our being is at rest, right? Because we just realize, like, we don't have to struggle anymore. Actually, God is going to carry out everything through and in him and by him. And so this was produced in Abraham, and now I believe the Lord is also producing this in us.
God desired to have man to live by him. That's why we create man. He wants man to live by him. And actually, to live by faith is to live by him. Any spiritual exercise or any spiritual practices, this always has a manifestation. When saints, when we desire to live by faith, there's also the manifestation. The subject talks about live by faith, so we may be the crossroad, a river crosser, and living an altar and tent life. What does it mean by crossing river, saints. Hebrew, the word itself, has another meaning. Besides crossing river, it's from one side go to the other side. Saints, have you experienced moving from one side to the other side? Have we experienced moving from soul into spirit? Have we experienced moving from darkness to light? Have we experienced moving from the worldly filthiness, from the spiritual and holiness? There are so many things we need to be crossed, we need to cross over. If we don't cross over, we have no way to live by faith.
Amen.
We can talk about live by faith. We have not even started. Unless Abraham actually crossing the river, he did not have altar and tent. And do you know what altar means? And how this altar is going to deal with us? And do you know what really the tent mean? What tents mean to deal with us? Altar is to offer ourselves to the Lord. Let Him come to deal with us. Altar means deal with our being. We may have the knowledge of the altar, and we may have desire to offer the altar, to put ourselves on the altar. However, sometimes our hands are sticking on the altar. Or I'm offering ourselves here, but. You know, there's a certain portion of it. Hey, don't touch it, like our sister should. It's everybody's experience. The Lord will not, or I should say, we will not actually experience the altar until our hands remove. And you have realized you are in His hand.
Amen.
And you agree, Lord, you have absolutely free hand to deal with me. I may be struggled, but I have signed the consent. Lord, deal with me. And then you start living the reality of the altar. So altar is for the Lord to deal with our being. And when the Lord deals with our being, then we would experience that we're living in a tent. And do you know what that means by tent? Everything is movable, right? Everything is changeable, right? Actually, when we are living in a tent, you realize all our belongings are in His hand. Your car, your job, your family, your husband, your wife, your children. Whose? Yours? Mine? Then we have not even lived in the reality of tent. When you're living in the tent, that means all our belongings is His. You have to see that Abraham, God only gave him the promise. And because of that promise, he lived by faith.
Amen.
And we are repeating the history of Abraham.
Amen.
Right? We are the corporate seed of Abraham. God promised us where we will be. New Jerusalem.
Amen.
That is our destination.
Amen.
Right? We will be there.
Amen.
And Abraham believed that, and we will be repeating his history.
Amen.
Amen. But we are in the process of becoming this reality of in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Therefore, we must be the river crosser. Therefore, we must live an outer life.
Amen.
We must live a tent life.
Amen.
And when we are living in such a life, we have His presence.
Amen.
Sense. To desire to have God's presence is not enough. Abraham paid a price. You and I will be different. We don't have to pay the price. No. We will have to pay the price in order to experience what Abraham was experiencing. He will appear to us again and again. Not only in our spirit. Do you believe God will appear to you in your situation? In your environment? Do you believe that? You must believe that. That He is the God of Hebrew. We are the true Hebrew. So we will have His appearing. And He will speak to us again and again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we can have this reality of living by faith.
Amen.
How about the coming week? Would you like to experience this reality? Okay. Then, cross over. There's something within you that you will not allow the Lord to bring you over.
Amen.
You must cross over. And then learn to trust in Him in everything.
Amen.
Your work, your job, your study, your whatever, put it on the altar.
Amen.
And living the reality of tent life. And we should be the today's Abraham.
Amen.
Building up the God's work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I found a lot of encouragement this week. And like our brother, when he introduced this week, as sons of Abraham, we are walking right in his steps of faith. And so Abraham's experience can become our experience today. And I really, you know, as I was getting into Abraham's life, you know, I was just trying to kind of track down all the different times God appeared to Abraham. You know, He first appeared to him, and this is seen actually not in Genesis, but in Acts, because Paul writes about this, that God appeared to Abraham while he was still living in Mesopotamia. Okay. And there, in Ur, right, that was a land of idolatry, and God appeared to Abraham. But if you look at the record, it wasn't Abraham who left Ur. It was actually Haran, his father. It says his father brought Abraham, brought his family out of Ur. And they were going to Canaan. But they took a very interesting route. You know, Ur is like here. Canaan is here. You would think this would be the most direct route. But they went west. They went into Haran. And they dwelt there. And then God had to appear again while they were in Haran. It's like, go out. I want you to go out. And go into the good land, into Canaan. And so Abraham had to obey, right? He went and entered into Canaan. And then he stayed there. But then he suffered a defeat. The famine came, which was a test from Jehovah. And he found himself in Egypt. And he did a terrible thing there, right? With telling everyone that Sarah was my sister, right? And like our brother shared, God had to throw him out back into Canaan. And so this is a picture of our Christian journey, brothers and sisters. You know, sometimes we think Abraham is the father of faith. He was considered as a friend of God. And we feel like that's something unachievable. But actually, we are the same. We are the same as Abraham. And, you know, something that really touched me this week was the verses in day 4. It says that Jehovah appeared to Abraham and said, "To your seed I will give this land." And there he built an altar to Jehovah who had appeared to him. So when we experience the appearing of Jehovah, our response is to build an altar. It's to consecrate who we are to the Lord. But you also have chapter 13, 3 to 4. "And he continued on his journey from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there formerly. And there Abraham called on the name of Jehovah." You know, there is some verses in between these two verses. And there, as was mentioned, Abraham suffered defeat. He suffered failure. But I appreciated how these two verses are placed together. When God appears to us, our immediate response is to set up an altar. It's to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. But in our Christian life, sometimes we experience failure. Sometimes we experience defeat. And we find ourselves in Egypt. We find ourselves in the world, and we wonder, why are we there? But don't be discouraged. You can return. You can return to the place where your tent was at the beginning. You can return to the altar which you had made there formerly. So brothers and sisters, my question is, where are you today? Hopefully you're not in Ur, a Chaldea. Maybe you're in Haran, somewhere in the middle. Maybe you found yourself in Egypt. You consecrated yourself to the Lord, but now somehow you're in Egypt. How did I get there? Well, don't analyze. Return.
Amen.
Return to the altar.
Amen.
Return to the tent.
Amen.
Where you had set up there formerly. Where you had there from the beginning.
Amen.
This was... Anyway, the Lord really touched me.
Amen.
Our God is a faithful God.
Amen.
He is faithful. Faithful is He who calls you.
Amen.
And who will also do it.
Amen.
You know, when we respond to the Lord's calling, He infuses His faith into us.
Amen.
Actually, this is what faith is to believe that God is and we are not.
Amen.
Right? It's to be infused and saturated with God.
Amen.
It's to be under His appearing. When we receive God's appearing, something gets transmitted into us.
Amen.
That is faith.
Amen.
It's not to say, I can do it. You know, I will be better. I will read my Bible. I will go to all the meetings. No, that's not faith. Faith is to spend time with Jehovah.
Amen.
To let Him appear to us.
Amen.
To let Him saturate us.
Amen.
Permeate us with Himself.
Amen.
And in that way, we can live the life of the altar and the tent.
Amen.
And that way, we will be those who declare that we belong to the Lord.
Amen.
That's what the altar is. All that I am belongs to God.
Amen.
And we will live a life of the tent.
Amen.
All our possessions, everything that God has given to us,
Amen.
Is not ours,
Amen.
But is the Lord's.
Amen.
May we live such a life.
Amen.
This is so encouraging.
Amen.
May we give this week to the Lord.
Amen.
To be those who, like our father Abraham,
Amen.
Walk in the steps of faith.
Amen.
By spending time with him in his presence.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen.
Lord, bring us all your appearing this week.
Amen.
We want to see you face to face.
Amen.
We want to return to you.
Amen.
We want to call on you.
Amen.
Let you transfuse and infuse yourself into us.
Amen.
Oh, thank you that you're the faithful God.
Amen.
Oh, and you're constantly using your faith into us.
Amen.
We just want to be open to you.
Amen.
Your transfusion.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we want to gain more of you.
Amen.
Let you be more in us. Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Keep us living the life of the tent and, Lord, altar.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we belong to you.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
The reality of all the spiritual things.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we rely on you.
Amen.
We're willing to offer ourselves to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, the following weeks.
Amen.
Give us the experience of being a river crosser.
Amen.
May we all face the Bethel.
Amen.
Not all facing the alley.
Amen.
Oh, bring us over, Lord.
Amen.
You are able.
Amen.
You are the God of faith.
Amen.
You are the source of faith.
Amen.
We just turn to you.
Amen.
This week's life to you.
Amen.
Gain us, Lord.
Amen.
Gain us, Lord.
Amen.
This week to you.
Amen.
Lord, we look our own to you.
Amen.
Our way own to you, the source of our faith.
Amen.
Lord, be with us this week.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord, we need your appearing.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, we can return.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you are the God of faith.
Amen.
We just need to obey your word.
Amen.
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 Amen. For Jesus.
Want to your appearing and
Amen.
Speaking to us constantly.
Amen.
Lord, so we can be adjust, Lord,
Amen.
And our vision can be clear.
Amen.
And our heart can be set.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we love you.
Amen.
You are such a God that never give us up.
Amen.
Whatever our situation is.
Amen.
You are always work yourself into us.
Amen.
You are moving everything.
Amen.